Chapter 9. A Decision. The following day, Jonah returned to school. Everyone was talking about Mr. Bird.
Has he got a lawyer? Will he go to prison? Will he escape to Mexico? The students asked.
Lots of different rumors circulated in the school. After Nick's test, the two brothers met near Jonah's locker.
I don't believe it, Nick said angrily. It can't be true.
Jonah shut his locker with a bang. If you're talking about Mr. Bird's arrest, I agree with you, he said. I know he's a little strange with his passion for maths and motorbikes, but he isn't a thief.
So what are we going to do? Nick asked.
Let's wait, Jonah answered. The police are investigating at the moment.
But we have to do something, Nick exclaimed.
You're thinking about that $100 reward, aren't you? Jonah replied, laughing.
Well, I'd love to get it, Nick replied, but it's not the only reason. I've also got my principles, and I'm angry that the police have arrested an innocent man.
Just then, the bell rang for the next lesson. The brothers separated, and Jonah went to the library. He had to do his history homework, but he also wanted to think about the end of the week. There was going to be another skate thing on Friday night. Part of him wanted to stay home because he was sure Valerie was going to spend time with Eric, and he didn't want to see that. At the same time, he wanted to be with the skaters. Maybe it was a mistake to leave the skaters so early last time, Jonah thought. Eric wants to control everything and be the boss. He thinks he can have anything, even Valerie, but I don't have to accept it. I can choose to stand and fight. It was nearly dark when Jonah got home after skating practice in the parking lot.
Nick, where are you? He called excitedly. I've discovered something important.
Nick came out of his room and looked at his brother.
Oh? He said. What?
It's about emails, Jonah answered. When I was putting my shoes on after skating practice, Miss Randalls and Mr. Burrows walked past me on the way to their cars. They were talking about their school email. They're in love. At least everyone says they are. Anyway, Mr. Burrows sent Miss Randalls a personal letter, but it went to Miss Hodgson's email address by mistake. Mr. Burrows was very embarrassed. Suddenly, Jonah remembered his email to Valerie.
Wow, he thought. I'm happy that wasn't sent to someone else.
How did it happen? Nick asked. Did Mr. Burrows press the wrong key?
No, Jonah answered. Tyler did it.
Apparently, Tyler sometimes plays with people's email. I heard Mr. Burrows tell Miss Randalls about it. Tyler can change the address, and then emails go to the wrong people.
So?
Oh, I understand, said Nick. You mean that the email from Mr. Bird about stealing the computer parts...
Exactly, Jonah interrupted.
Mr. Bird didn't send that email. It was Tyler. He just wanted people to think that the email was from Mr. Bird.
That's horrible, Nick exclaimed. But I'm happy we found the thief and...
Not so fast, Jonah interrupted. The problem is we haven't got any proof. We only know it's possible that Tyler wrote that email, but we'll need better evidence than that.
Oh, Nick replied, looking disappointed. I could almost feel that $100 in our hands.
Jonah laughed. Then he had an idea.
Nick, what do you know about Tyler? He asked.
Nick looked surprised.
Not much, he said. He was born in Newfield, and he went to Newfield High. What else?
Do you know anything about his family? Jonah asked. Are his parents both alive? Are they still married?
Nick looked confused.
I don't know, he answered. Anyway, why is it important?
I don't know if it is, Jonah answered, but it may be. You see, I'm working on a project about teenage crime, and, well, it's a bit complicated.
Just then, the phone rang and Jonah answered it.
Okay, I'm leaving now, he said. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Bye, Jerry.
Nick, I have to go now, he said, turning to his brother. We've got more skating practice.
Is there another skate thing? Nick asked.
Yes, so... But I thought you weren't with them anymore, Nick interrupted. Last week you looked really angry and you left early.
Jonah shook his head.
I know, but I've decided that I'm still with the skaters, he said firmly. One person there would be happy if I left, but I'm not going to let him control my life. See you later. And he ran out of the house.